Hi, my name is Katoya Brooks. I had a house fire on December the 17th, early in the morning before daylight. My house burned down due to electrical problems that we have been having. I'm just actually unlocking the door so I can let you guys take a tour of what used to be my house. Basically, that's everything my daughter owned right here. It was her bed, her clothes, her school clothes, shoes, all of the stuff I kept from when she was a baby. Some of my mom's things that I tried to keep that, she's deceased now. I tried to keep some of that, but we lost everything in the fire. It was like the very beginning of December, right when we started getting the cooler weather. Being that I hadn't used the heater, you know, before it got cold, but I know the house had problems since Harvey, since the hurricane, that wasn't properly addressed. I had been complaining to the landlord that I couldn't run the heater. As when you would cut the heater on, it would make the lights flicker on everything else in the house. So the night in particular, the night of the 17th, I had just finished taking my chemo. So I was cold and I had to cut the heater on, but normally I would stay awake, you know, warm the house up and then cut the heater off. Well, it just so happened I fell asleep. So when I fell asleep, I woke up to my neighbor next door and the fire department trying to get us out of the house. The neighbor was banging. I heard banging, 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 banging. Your house is on fire. Your house is on fire. You have to get out of there. And when I jumped up, I got up. At the same time I jumped up, he was coming in. This area here is where my daughter's bed was. Here, as you can see, the hole in the floor, that is once again where my daughter's bed was. So this was my daughter's room. You know, every time I come in here, I just get emotional, because if it wasn't for our Christmas party, my daughter would have been in her room that night. But we had a company Christmas party, so she was still at the babysitter's. I'm very grateful to be in, you know, another place that my daughter can call home. It's still stressful, you know, trying to get everything all over again. You know, you're trying to get furniture and you're trying to make your daughter's life as simple and normal as possible. I haven't had a good nice rest since that night. I always smell something burning and I just can't sleep. And now, like, Nyla always was a kid to sleep in her own room, but I won't allow her to sleep in her own room now. You know, I can't, like, I guess it's me and everyone tell me I have to let her, but I don't know how to let her.